This is Frank Scott of Montreal, reading his poetry. I'm going to begin with a group of poems that might be called nature poems. They were all written by me quite a long time ago. Some of them about 40 years ago, in fact. I grew up in Quebec City, which is very close to the Laurentian Mountains, and I spent many summer holidays and many wonderful picnics in the mountains and in that north country. My father used to say to me, "Frank, look north. There's nothing between you and the North Pole." And in those days, that was more or less true. I had this great sense of emptiness and newness, and I felt that this country, Canada, could be something new and different and free from a lot of the inherited troubles and histories of Europe. So one of the poems I wrote was this one called New Names. Let us give new names to the stars. What does Venus mean, or Mars? The tall pines on the hill have seen no blood. Beneath them no men or maids have wooed. Who would read old myths by this lake, where the wild duck paddle forth at daybreak? I am more moved by the lake sheen when night is come than by all the tales of Babylon or Rome. Look, the moon's path is broken by rippling bars. I think we should give new names to the stars. And then here's another in the same vein about this kind of country, which, as you know, the Laurentians are the oldest mountains in the world. And they've been under ice caps two or three times, and that's why they're sort of rounded, and why you have these wonderful smooth pebbles, you know, on the shores of the rivers. And you have this sense of the ancient laws of geography and the movement of the earth that are still operating. This one's called Old Song. Far voices and fretting leaves, this music the hillside gives. But in the deep Laurentian river, an elemental song forever. A quiet calling of no mind, out of long eons when dust was blind and ice hid sound. Only a moving with no note, granite lips, a stone throat. There's another of that kind. This one's called Surfaces. This rock-born river, ever-flowing, obedient to the ineluctable laws, brings a reminder from the barren north of the eternal, lifeless processes. There is an argument that will prevail in this calm stretch of current, slowly drawn toward its final equilibrium. Come, flaunt the brief prerogative of life. Dip your small civilized foot in this cold water and ripple for a moment the smooth surface of time. Now I'm going to move on to a poem that links together the idea of this Northland with the inevitable development that will take place when people come into it. And of course now we are developing many parts of it and looking at the rest to see what it might support in the way of civilized life, quite apart from what we are thinking of doing with respect to the Eskimo and the Indian in that territory. This one's called Laurentian Shield, That is the geological name, you know, for this particular formation of rock that stretches all the way from Labrador right across Canada out to the east side of the Mackenzie River. It's a rock formation common to most of the Canadian provinces. Laurentian Shield. Hidden in wonder and snow, or sudden with summer, this land stares at the sun in a huge silence, endlessly repeating something we cannot hear. Inarticulate, arctic, not written on by history, empty as paper, it leans away from the world with songs in its lakes, older than love, and lost in the miles. This waiting is wanting. It will choose its language when it has chosen its technique, a tongue to shape the vowels of its productivity. A language of flesh and of roses. Now there are pre-words, cabin syllables, nouns of settlement, slowly forming with steel syntax the long sentence of its exploitation. The first cry was the hunter, hungry for fur, and the digger for gold, nomad, no man, a particle. Then the bold commands of monopoly, big with machines, carving its kingdoms out of the public wealth.